Okay, this is Ronnie Reed, and I'm interviewing Eula Mae McCurley at her home on April 1st, 1996. The subject of this interview is going to be focusing on her life, starting from December 25th, 1916, through the Great Depression and World War II. Okay? So you were born December 25th, 1916.
That's right.
What was life like back then?
What was life like? I just don't know.
How was it different from today? How was it different from today?
My daddy.
No, today. How was life different from today?
Oh,
different from today. Nothing different from now, Mama.
It's just we eat what we can get. What we can afford to get.
Yeah. Did you grow
but
much?
We had plenty. We raised our garden, farmed. We farmed. Daddy farmed, and he always planted a garden.
So did you help out in that?
Okay.
Did you help with the garden?
Yeah, I went in with him. We all loved the garden stuff.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two brothers, and I had six sisters, but just raised one of them to... five sisters and me. My mother had six girls, and... Two boys, and she raised two girls, grown, and two boys. And that was me and my sister and my brothers, and they both died since since they got grown and married. And my brother lived down here, Betty Scott. Well, that was my baby brother's wife. And my other brother married a brown girl from Anniston. They both dead too. They both wives is dead. Betty died not long ago down there. Betty Scott.
Yeah.
And that's Joyce and Judy's mother. And I don't know. Were his first wife's dead? She lived at West Anniston. She just quit coming to see us, and I didn't know where to go no way for to see her.
Yeah.
And so.
When did you get married?
Huh?
When did you get married?
Me.
I'm
not, November 16th, 1935.
And you married who?
When I married.
Who did you marry?
Married Howard McCurley. You know Annie McCurley as much? Jack. Jack was his baby brother. Lived over in that brick home over on the highway. And we had a brother named Homer. Lived over here at Wellington. And he's moved to Duke in these days where he's...
Westminster Chapel.
After his wife passed away.
He was at Webster's Chapel.
Webster's Chapel, that's where it was. I said Duke. I didn't mean Webster's Chapel is where he moved.
So you got married, and how old were you when you got married?
Me?
I was
18.
18?
Yes, sir.
So how'd y'all meet each other?
They moved neighbors to us. Down this road, mm-hmm. the first side of Betty's, out there, that was a big old house on a bank up there, and they moved in it, and we lived on down toward that little road, in front of that place, on down that road, toward Old Hatchie, and we lived down there, just across from that branch up on the bank. We lived there. I don't know how many years. 2 years, I know, or three. Daddy just renting crops and farm. farm here, you know.
Is that the way he made his living, was farming?
Farming. He was a good one, boy. And you worked, too, when you worked. When he worked, you worked. When we worked, we done the whole... He could hoe a row of cotton and never see a sprig of grass in it after that.
Wow.
He was one more hand of the hoe.
So
he was slow, my daddy.
Did y'all make,
made cotton, corn, and potatoes.
Yeah.
We put out a sweet potato patch every year, nearly, and things like that, nice potatoes. And we raised a lot of our food. Hadn't we, might not have had as much.
He sold the cotton.
We didn't sell the corn, no, he'd sell us some of it, but not much. Because he had mules, he plowed with mules, and that's the way he fed them, you know. He wouldn't think about plowing mules out. He'd had something to eat now, I guarantee. he'd plant corn and stuff for their feed, you know, and we gather it in the fall and save it through the winter and feed them in the winter. Well, he wouldn't plow without his fed either, no sir, no. He'd plow no mule, nothing, was hungry.
So after you got married, you had how many children?
Six.
Six. What were their names?
Uh-huh.
What's all their names?
What's all their names, Mama?
All right. Ruth was the first one. Ruth and Francis.
David.
David. David, you know David, mm-hmm. don't you? And that's Carlos' daddy.
Yep.
And
Charles.
And Charles lives in Texas. When he finished high school, and he went to Jacksonville to college some, and he got a job out in Houston, Texas, and he's been out there ever since. Never, and you know, to stay,
yeah.
To live. He went living.
Tell him your name, Mom.
Huh?
You got two more. Tell him more name.
And Sarah, Jane, and
Sarah.
Shirley.
Sarah. You
can
give her
whole name. Uh-huh. Sarah. And Shirley. It's a baby.
Well, do you remember when World War II came about?
Yeah. I was grown.
You married
when that come around.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about it? Did you have any friends that went, or anybody that was related to you that went to World War II?
Mm-hmm. Some of them.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Robert was in it.
Howard had a older
brother.
Did
he?
Huh?
Did he have two brothers in it?
Yeah.
Homer was
drafted. He wouldn't just join it, you know.
Yeah.
He lives over here at Wellington then.
Yeah, tell me.
And but they drafted a lot of people, you know, that was able to go to it, and he got drafted in World War. He didn't stay. They let him out though.
He didn't make a career, but his oldest brother was a career man.
Yeah, his oldest brother.
He retired at it.
It was just my husband's half brother was. He was older than Howard was, He made a career out of army doing as long as I can remember. I ever know him.
Well, how did the war affect you here? Did it affect you in any way?
No, it didn't affect us in any way.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The food.
Nothing.
You had to have food stamps.
To get
some
food stamps. I remember that. They issued you food stamps. You could take them and get some extra food with them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Why did they do that? Because food was so scarce, or was food real scarce back then?
They saved it in case they needed it for the soldiers to fight.
Mm.
That's what it was saved mostly for, wasn't it, Ruth?
Sugar and coffee, stuff like that.
That kind of food, you know, the
And I can remember she wearing cocky stamps myself, because I didn't have to remember that. So. But the other day she was telling me about some other kind of stamps that she could remember.
You get a stamp book, and when whatever what you got, it called for, they throw those stamps out, you know, at the stores.
Yeah.
So did you work?
No, I didn't work.
I
never did work all from home.
Mm-hmm.
I worked, but I didn't work.
Raising kids is tough work, isn't it? Where did your husband work? Did he work anywhere?
Yeah, he worked at Bynum. He worked at M&H. He worked at M&H.
What did he work during the war?
Bynum,
during the war, and I don't know where
I can remember.
At
that.
The Anniston Army Depot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he actually helped build the tanks and ammunition.
No, he just done carpenter work, stuff like that.
But he was a part of that, though, what helping them over there then.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was working at M&H.
Worked at a lot of places, sawmills, stuff like that. But I can remember most years he worked at M&H. Till he got...
He did work
over
2 or 3 years,
didn't he?
Mom, he worked
there about...
I don't know how long he did work.
Come in
a bit greasy.
Well, I know. He worked there a long time.
He lived over...
He went to work down there, I think, in about 50-something. And he didn't retire till he moved up here. And he worked there a long time. He worked there all along. That's 20 years or more, I know.
The Great Depression came about that time, right before World War II started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
How did that affect you? What happened?
Well,
what do you remember most about it?
You have to have some, like those stamps and things to get you.
In the Depression, you didn't have them. You didn't have no food unless you raised them.
Huh?
The Depression, y'all talked about, y'all didn't have no food unless you raised it. No money to buy nothing. And they didn't have no money. There was nothing to make no money. I don't know why I'm doing. I can remember my granddad, he used to tell us a lot of stories about the Depression.
My daddy, he lived with us a long time.
And he used to tell us.
After my mother died.
Mama, she used to remember a lot of the stuff, but she's getting before she can't remember. Time she can remember tell y'all about it now. But that Depression, they used to tell us about that. They ate a lot of peas in the Depression. That's what most of the food they had. They raised those
peas. Were good too, buddy.
That and cornbread, huh?
Yeah, peas and cornbread.
He's
lucky if you could get seasoned and go in them.
Dad's stepmother would tell about making boiling peas one day and eating them like that, and the next day she'd mash them up and put salt and pepper in them and make sausage patties out of them.
Cheese sausage. I know you've heard of that, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
They talk about being good.
I like them myself.
She's cutting on those first, but she does.
Did y'all have radios back then so you could listen?
Yeah, we had some radio.
In the World War II, we had a radio. Uh-huh. I can remember that. Yeah. And then we had what they call battery radio. It didn't work off electricity because, see, we didn't have electricity enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, battery, like a car battery. Run off that.
They run on batteries.
I'm almost 60 years old. I can remember a lot of it. You young. You think you're getting old.